All right. Welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach. And today we are going to talk about charging what you are worth. Okay. So we're also going to talk about why today is the day that you must let go of worrying about what other people will think about you if you rapidly increase your fees. Again, I am your money coach, Miss Tax Lady, the go-to business coach for women entrepreneurs who want to charge what they're worth and attract high-quality, ideal clients into their business. Okay, now let's just keep it real because that's what we do here. Undercharging is rampant among women entrepreneurs, and it's the number one thing that kills your business faster than anything else. Why? While there are many reasons that people are undercharging, and it's totally an epidemic, especially for women entrepreneurs, one of the top reasons is simply that women get overly concerned about what other people will think of them if they raise their fees. Can I please get an amen in the chat and the whatever stream or method you're using on this? Jump in the Facebook group and type in amen, okay? Because we know that this is true for many of us. I know that before I found great coaches who were able to help me, I felt the same way. I know how it feels to want to charge more because you know you deserve it, but at the same time, you're worried about how the other person may feel or receive the pricing that you're asking, okay? So what I found after, you know, taking my beautiful, masterful coaching courses is that I deserve to charge exactly what I charge. The fees are the fees. The charges are the charges. Why? Because I know that I bring premium value to my clients. Okay. So again, if you felt that, drop it in chat. Amen. Get paid. Be bankable. Aha. Yes. Whatever that thing is to let me know you are with me. Three snaps with a twist. Something. Okay. So again, if you're ready to solve this problem, I know how you feel, because if you find yourself worrying about what someone is going to think about you doubling or even tripling your fees, the first thing you need to do is ask yourself, are you in business to seek the approval of people who most likely aren't even your ideal client? Or are you in business to help the people you're most meant to serve and who see the value in investing in themselves? It doesn't matter that the people you're not meant to serve have an opinion about your fees because they're not your ideal clients, okay? They don't necessarily even understand the incredible transformation your service provides. They're likely bargain hunters anyway who don't value investing in themselves, and they likely don't have the commitment to growing and sustaining a successful business like you do. So basically allow them to have their opinion. You just don't give it any power by letting it stop you for 1 second from charging what you're worth, okay? So what happens when you do step into that money voice and you empower that money voice and you start to create that conscious money contract, your sacred money conscious compass, and you go through the exercises with me where we create your personal business breakthrough tools. What happens is you turn your focus to serving the right people at the highest level, doubling, tripling, or even raising your fees, and it becomes more of a no-brainer because your service is worth it, and the people who are ready to make that kind of transformation that you specialize in will see that clearly. They will not hesitate, okay? So my question is, if you want support on how much you should be charging so that you're attracting your ideal clients who love and value what you do and what you can do for them, and you want to be sure you're creating a business that's profitable and sustainable and bankable for the long term, I want you to make sure that you respond to this message with Be Bankable. Okay, you can text me at 734-821-2850. Again, with the word Be Bankable. You can shoot me an email at moneycoach@bankablebusinesspodcast.com. Simply reply Be Bankable. Okay. If you've not already done your free money assessment with me either to unlock and discover what your sacred money archetype is, meaning cracking your money code to find out when, where, and how these old limiting beliefs show up in your everyday life, limiting the abundance that's ready to flow into you because of old money mindsets, I want you to also type in Be Bankable SMA. Okay, text me Be Bankable SMA, and I will know that you've not taken that free assessment so that we can go ahead and unlock your money code so that you know how you operate when you are in your highest alignment with yourself and you use that money voice to shatter that glass money ceiling that's just hanging over you, okay? So again, I want you to message me and let me know that you are ready to be bankable, okay? So that's going to conclude this video for now, and I have tons of other great content coming for you as well. I'm going to be breaking down some of the sacred money archetypes. I'm also going to be doing some segments on branding with archetypes for those who are already in business, and maybe you're looking for ways to attract new clients. Maybe you're looking for ways to open up that calendar for more time of creativity so that you can generate more income because you've had the time to be creative, right? And create new opportunities for yourself. So again, I am your host and your money coach, Miss Tax Lady. Again, you can shoot me an email at moneycoach@bankablebusinesspodcast.com, or you can send me a text at 734-821-2850 with the code Be Bankable or Be Bankable SMA. Sacred money archetype. That way I know you have not done your free assessment and you still need to crack your money code. I am here for you and I want you to be bankable.